Welcome to today's deep dive. We have a pretty fascinating mission ahead of us today.
We really do.
Yeah, we're going to explore this rapidly evolving intersection of artificial intelligence, higher education, and accessibility.
Right, and it's an area that is just moving so incredibly fast right now.
Exactly. And our source material for this exploration is a 2026 grant proposal sketch, and it originates from Germany.
Yes, specifically from the Technische Hochschule Mittelhessen, or THM for short.
Right, THM. And the document outlines a project they are calling Inclulearn.ai.
Which is such a great name. It essentially details a 36-month blueprint for, well, completely dismantling the invisible barriers that visually impaired learners face in STEM fields.
Right. And just as a quick note for you listening, in Germany, STEM is referred to as MT. So that stands for Mathematics, Informatics, Natural Sciences, and Technology.
Right, MINT, same exact concept, just a different acronym.
Yeah. So to really understand why this mission matters, I want you to imagine a specific scenario for a second.
Oh, this is a great way to frame it.
Right. So imagine you are a university student and you're studying digital electronics. You sit down at your desk to do your homework, and you are presented with a highly complex circuit diagram.
Just a dense web of intersecting lines, nodes, resistors, all of it.
Exactly. All laid out with a very specific spatial logic. Now imagine trying to understand that exact same diagram by having a computer merely read the visual pixels to you.
Left to right, top to bottom.
Yeah, literally just scanning left to right. The computer just says, black line, white
Yeah.
space, black line, circle.
Which is, it's completely impossible to learn that way.
It's totally impossible. And here is where it gets really interesting, because today's deep dive is about how AI is being used not just to describe those visuals, but to fundamentally understand their meaning.
Right, to actually reverse engineer the logic.
Exactly. We aren't just talking about better screen readers here. We are talking about translating electrical engineering into touch.
And when we look at the core problem the Inclulearn project aims to solve, it highlights this rather uncomfortable reality about modern education.
Oh, for sure. Because we assume everything is digitized now, right?
Right. We talk constantly about the digital revolution in higher education. We assume that because materials are online, they are inherently accessible to everyone.
But they aren't.
Not at all. For a visually impaired student studying a highly visual discipline like computer science or, electrical engineering, those digital materials form an invisible wall.
Yeah, an impenetrable wall. And the source points out that conventional assistive technologies like standard screen readers, they just completely fail here.
They absolutely fail. Screen readers are phenomenal for synthesizing standard text into speech,
Right.
but they completely break down when confronted with something like a UML diagram.
Those are the complex box and arrow visual flowcharts,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, software engineers use them to map out how a code base functions. And the grant proposal specifically mentions software like SPICE.
SPICE, which stands for Simulation Program with Integrated Circuit Emphasis.
Yes. And if you are learning to simulate analog or digital electronics, SPICE is absolutely essential.
You literally can't pass the class without it.
Exactly. But right now, trying to parse a SPICE interface acts as a brick wall for blind and visually impaired students.
And trying to learn from a screen reader that is dictating a SPICE-E circuit board, it's like trying to appreciate a complex symphony by having someone read the sheet music aloud to you.
Oh, that is a perfect analogy.
Right, just reading it one literal note at a time without any sense of rhythm or melody, just C sharp, quarter rest, E flat.
You are technically receiving the raw data.
Yeah, but you completely lose the actual music.
What's fascinating here is how the source text addresses this exact issue. They bring up a concept called functional equivalence.
Functional equivalence.
Right. It is basically the holy grail in accessibility research. Because the goal of the Inclulearn project isn't just to transcribe the text labels found on an image.
Because just reading the labels is functionally useless in this context.
Exactly. The goal is to deliver the exact same educational function and context to a visually impaired user that a sighted user gets just by glancing at the diagram.
So if simply reading aloud what's on the screen isn't enough to achieve that functional equivalence, the tech needs a massive upgrade.
A fundamental structural upgrade.
Yeah. Right. It can't just act like a parrot. It needs to actually understand what it's looking at.
Yeah.
And that leads directly to the poor innovation of this grant proposal.
Yes, the specific AI solution proposed by THM.
They call it the single source of truth, which they combine with a semantic pipeline.
And the mechanics of this are just, well, they're brilliant. It's where the project really separates itself from standard AI tools.
How so? Like, how does it actually work in practice?
So when an engineering professor uploads a visual document, say a complex exercise sheet featuring a circuit diagram, the AI doesn't just look at the image and spit out an audio description.
Okay.
Instead, it runs the visual through a semantic extraction engine. It analyzes the pixels to identify the discrete shapes. And crucially, it maps the spatial relationships between them.
So it builds like a logic tree.
Exactly. It extracts the actual semantic structure. It figures out that a specific line isn't just a black mark. It's a vital dependency between two variables.
So if I'm understanding this right, this single source of truth isn't a visual file at all.
No, not at all.
It's like a central nervous system for the diagram.
Right.
It strips away the picture entirely and just holds on to the pure underlying math and logic in a central database.
That is exactly it. I like to think of it like looking at a fully built Lego castle. Standard AI just takes a photo and tells you it's a gray castle.
Right. Here is a gray castle with two towers.
Yeah. But this semantic extraction engine looks at the castle and reverse engineers the exact step-by-step instruction manual.
Wow.
And that instruction manual stored in the database becomes the single source of truth.
Okay, let's unpack this, because once you have that instruction manual, you can rebuild the castle however you want.
Precisely. From that central hub, the system consistently generates multiple accessible formats, text, audio, and tactile representations.
Wait, tactile? How does an AI output touch?
Well, this is where it crosses over into physical engineering. If you look at the financial budget in the proposal, there is a very specific line item for 3D printing filament and materials for haptic media.
Wait, really? They are 3D printing the diagrams.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the AI has extracted the true semantic meaning, that clean data that can feed it into specialized 3D printing software.
That is wild.
And they can use distinct textures or elevations for different concepts, like a high-voltage connection might be a thick, ridged line.
Oh, I see. And a low-voltage one could be smooth.
Exactly. So a visually impaired student doesn't just feel a chaotic mess of raised dots. They trace the circuit with their fingertips and feel the logic physically mapped out.
That is incredible. But, you know, engineering requires absolute precision. Standard AI models, well, they hallucinate all the time.
They do, yeah.
So if this system hallucinated a fake connection on a circuit board, a student could easily fail an exam. How do they prevent the AI from just making things up?
The researchers clearly anticipated this, which is why they explicitly highlight a human-in-the-loop strategy in the source.
Human-in-the-loop, meaning the teachers are still involved.
Yes. This isn't some fully automated magic where the AI just blindly takes over. The pipeline is designed so human teachers are the final validators.
Okay. So the AI does the heavy lifting, the tedious extraction part.
Right, and formatting the 3D models. But the educators review the output to verify quality and correct any logical errors before it ever reaches the student.
It's a powerful assistant, not a replacement.
Exactly.
But that does bring up a broader question. AI has been describing images for a while now.
Oh, sure.
Why is this specific project so highly original? Why hasn't someone already solved this for STEM?
The document actually contrasts their proposal with existing tools to explain this. They mention a tool called Chart4Blind.
Chart4Blind, okay.
And Chart4Blind is highly effective at handling end-to-end conversion of basic standard charts.
Like a bar graph of sales data.
Right. But STEM requires much more than that.
Yeah, if Chart4Blind is like a translation app for a basic restaurant menu, this project is trying to translate a highly technical engineering blueprint, complete with interactive moving parts.
Yes. The level of domain-specific visual language in STEM is incredibly high. And to translate it, you need a mix of expertise that rarely exists in the same room.
Which is why they united two very distinct groups for this grant, right?
Exactly. You have the ITI, the Institute for Technology and Informatics.
And they bring the hardcore computer science, the prior work on AI methods and pattern collections.
Right. But building a great algorithm is useless if it doesn't work in a real classroom.
Yeah, true accessibility isn't just a technical problem, it's a teaching problem.
Exactly. Which is why the ITI partnered with the BLIS, the Center for Blind and Visually Impaired Students. BLIS brings deep didactic frameworks and real-world evaluation expertise.
Because, as the source notes, sustainable accessibility requires process integration into actual teaching workflows.
Right. If an engineering professor is prepping a lecture, they don't have 4 extra hours to wrestle with clunky translation software.
No, of course not. It has to be seamless. So we have this massive technical challenge and the perfect interdisciplinary team, But how do they actually plan to pull this off?
Well, the grant outlines a very structured 36-month blueprint.
The timeline runs from M1 to M36, right? Walk us through that.
So they start with AP1, which is building a taxonomy and defining test parameters.
Basically classifying the visual grammar of STEM diagrams before training the AI.
Exactly. Then AP2 is the semantic extraction phase for three initial artifact classes.
And then AP3 is developing the transformation components, turning that data into the tactile or audio outputs.
Right. And then AP4 is conducting pilot and main studies with actual students.
To create that real-world feedback loop.
Yeah. And finally, AP5 is delivering the research prototype version 1.
But wait, looking at the budget for this 36-month timeline, it is remarkably lean.
It really is.
Are they really aiming to solve this massive AI semantic translation problem with just one full-time researcher and two student assistants?
Yeah, one TVL E13 researcher, two students, cloud computing resources, and some 3D printing materials.
I mean, that sounds incredibly ambitious.
It does. But what's fascinating here is if we connect this to the bigger picture, it makes perfect sense.
How so?
They aren't trying to map the entire universe of STEM visuals by themselves. They are building a reference implementation.
Ah, so they are just building the master pipeline.
Exactly. They are proving the concept works on a small scale and ideally releasing it as open source.
So the global community can scale it later.
Right. And the ultimate goal is partnering with organizations like Blista, a renowned school for the blind, and Draeger and Lienert, who make assistive tech.
To ensure visually impaired individuals can efficiently qualify for the STEM labor market. Because right now, society is missing out on brilliant potential engineers just because our materials are trapped in a visual format.
Precisely. It's about unlocking human potential.
Which brings this all back to you, the listener. Whether you're an educator, a tech enthusiast, or just someone interested in inclusive design, this project forces us to rethink what a document actually is.
It shifts the entire paradigm.
Yeah, from just pixels on a screen to universally accessible, semantically understood knowledge.
It divorces the knowledge completely from the medium.
Exactly. And that leaves me with a final, slightly mind-bending thought for you to explore on your own.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
We started by imagining the impossible task of reading pixels to understand a circuit board. Now we know AI can map the fundamental semantic truth of that circuit and translate it into touch or sound.
Right.
But what if we take it a step further? If AI can successfully map the semantic truth of complex technical concepts, could this same single source of truth approach eventually feed that information directly into a brain-computer interface?
Wow. Bypassing the senses entirely.
Exactly. If we can bypass the eyes, the ears, and the fingertips altogether, streaming pure semantic meaning directly into our minds, what does the future of learning actually look or feel like?